see where it, there we go. Look at there. Look at there. Look at there. Look at there. The interweb. Okay, so last week, the theme of 2025 is staying alive in 2025. So I'm not saying I'll say that every week, but I am going to write a short theme song for that. I may have to borrow a little something from the Bee Gees. But anyway, last week we talked about what does a stick, a sling, and a jawbone have in common, okay? And that sermon did not get out on the interweb, but we'll be talking about that again another time. So today we're going to be talking about what do Abraham, Moses, David, and Joshua all have in common. So it's way simpler than you think. It's not that big of a puzzle. So let's read first our text, which is the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Hittites, the great sea, and the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For unto these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe and do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from the left, the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe, do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Because I've commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So guys, here's the deal. As we go into 2025, I wish there was some kind of, what was the little lady that told my mom, she said, you be very careful getting around some of them holiness people, because they'll get happy and they'll start shaking their handkerchief and they got some powder on there and it'll fall off and you'll start acting just like they do. Okay. Now, if I had a little powder, I'd be slinging it this morning. Okay. But anyway, but the point being is this, guys. This is not super deep, but it is essential. Does that make sense? It's not super deep, but it is essential that we understand this. So, Abraham, and I did not spend a lot of time on Abraham on purpose, because I'm going to try to get through most of this today, okay? But Abraham's dad, when they first start talking about Abraham, literally, he came with his dad. And his dad was told by God, or they were on their way to the promised land. But he stopped halfway and didn't go the rest of the way. His son died there, and they stayed there. And here's the first thing I want to tell you about that, is you don't have to look at the past. You don't have to look at your parents, your grandparents, I've drawn some good things from my parents and my grandparents. But guys, realize that you are not bound to repeat what they did. And then when God showed up to Abraham and said, hey, I'm going to take you to a land. I'm going to, you know, and make your, and of course he had no children at that time. And I'm going to make your ancestors so many you can't be counted. And so, guys, literally his dad stopped halfway. Excuse me. And here's the deal. You may have some unfulfilled promises in your life, but I can tell you this, let's not quit, okay? Moses, think about this. He had a past. First off, he was abandoned as a child. And you guys got any childhood trauma you're dragging with? Okay. He was abandoned as a child. He had a feeling that he wasn't enough when God come and told him that, hey, I want you to do this. He couldn't speak clearly. He couldn't, I'm not God. I'm not the guy you need to do this. You know, I'm not a leader. I'm not this. But here's the deal. And then he was later on, I think it was probably the Cushite that he married. So he was 40 years old when he fled Egypt. He married a Cushite and became a shepherd for 40 years. And then at the ripe age of 80, okay, God decides to start using him. And for what is the time has come, and he's married to this lady, which is different than when he went back to talk to the Pharaoh and go through that whole situation, because I purposely did not, I'm not going to read that. I just want to tell you, as he went through that, guys, he is married to a lady that is not an Israelite, okay? And so, and then later on, his sister, Miriam, is said, you know, you're married to an Ethiopian, you're married, you know, you're she's not, and so he's got all kind of stuff going on. But do you know that Moses was one of the greatest leaders that ever lived? God took him, God took Abraham, a guy that stopped, that, you know, like I say, didn't have the basic ingredients in his mind. Moses and David was always minimized by his family, his dad and his brothers. You know, the prophet showed up and said, gather up your kids. He didn't even get him. But in a lot of people believe that David was actually the son of a different lady than the rest of the brothers were. And, but, you know, he was minimized. He was, and even when he volunteers to go fight the giant, his brothers said, you just go back to your little, you know, your free little sheep down there, right? But, and here's the deal. Then he struggles with lust. He makes bad choices. He has family problems the whole time he's in the, as king. But guess what? And then as you read the Psalms, it looks like he struggled with depression. Okay? And as you read, but God, listen, Abraham, Moses, and David, he used them to be successful because, and they all face the same thing, which in this life there is, yeah, there's trouble, there's temptation, there's all those things. And then Joshua, as we're going to get to right now, he's lived in the shadow of Moses for 40 years. For 40 years. And as we look at this scripture in the Bible, I want to just say this real quick because it's a theological concept. Think about it. Moses, now it's covered later on in some of the little books in the back, okay? But guys, Moses represents the law. Remember, he got the law, okay? Then they break in the law, and then he throws it down and breaks it. It's you know, he represents that. He was the teacher of the law. It goes back to Moses. But when they got ready to actually go into the promised land, Moses means drawn up. Then you get someone whose name is, the Greek word for Joshua is what? Yeshua, which is the, which is, we say, excuse me, the Hebrew word is Yeshua, And then the Greek word is Jesus. Can you see this type and shadow picture that Jesus is the one the law brings us to hear? Remember what Paul said, it shows what we couldn't do, it shows all these things. But as we get right here at this place, they're about to go in the promised land, but it takes Jesus. Does it take Jesus for you to get where you're supposed to be? Does it? Okay. All right. Because you might have followed the law very well, and good for you, because it's cheaper. Okay. I promise. So we're going to look at these scriptures that for this year, this is kind of our kickoff. And the first thing was that God, use what's in your hand. Don't try to do somebody else's. Don't try to do it the way somebody else does it. But God's called you, and here's the deal. So here's the first point, verse 3. All right. Every place the sole of your foot will tread on, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Now, here's the deal. Christianity is a concept, okay? It is a spiritual thing. Getting saved is a spiritual thing. It is a supernatural thing. But Jesus was not born in a manger, didn't go out to his house and then sit there in a prayer grotto and stay there. Remember what he did? He walked all over the country and was obedient, and everybody he talked to had a choice to make. And guys, I want to tell you that sometimes we think this thing is, and it is a spiritual thing. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and high places. But everybody look at your right hand. Just look at your hand. That is the hand of the body of Christ right there. What you do with it, this little church, which I love you guys so much. I mean, what was the final count? Somebody give me the final count on that. It was 121 people and a whole bunch of, how many? 25 families divided up into 121 different people for Christmas. We supported and got them toys, food. And here's the deal, guys. That's the right hand right there. That's going out and doing it, okay? And you say, well, you know, they should have done this. No, listen, I want to tell you something. Jesus healed a lot of people that probably weren't perfect. I'm just guessing. I wasn't there, okay? But here's the deal. Every place is the sole of your feet. So let's not be scared to get out and get after, okay? Because, and here's the deal. As they go into the promised land, they did not do it perfectly. I promise you. They made mistakes. They did things wrong. They lost battles. They won battles. And you will be the same way. You're not perfect, okay? But you have to. If you just sit home, you're not gonna win a battle. You gotta get out there and get after it, okay? So the first word that I want to use is activity, and not activity for activity's sake. Activity for God's sake, okay? For others, doing it for others. So then the second thing is, some of you have people in your life that are telling you you can't do that. You still have the voice of maybe a preacher, pastor, spouse, parent, whatever in your head. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. God is God enough to take you where you need to go. Amen. God is God enough. You just got to give him the situation. You got to give him, you know, and here's the deal. I love the scripture that says God will give us the desires of our heart. I love that scripture because, you know, I like stuff, okay? But here's the deal. The closer I get to God, the desires of my heart are more like the desires of his heart. Does that make sense? And there's two ways you can take that scripture. One is, I'm going to sit out here and think about a 1967, okay, never mind. Okay, I won't go there. And that becomes the desire. That's more of a lust of my flesh, okay? But the deal is, I mean, there's nothing evil about what I was thinking about, you know? But anyway, but the point being is this. Literally, here's the deal. All things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these
things.
Other things, T-H-A-N-G-S, things, will be added to you. Okay. And what we do is we search, we seek for the things, and we forget about this part right here, where no man will be able to stand before you. And here's, I will be with you. And sometimes in this life, I have felt like, God, are you really here? Are you really here? And I want to tell you that he never leaves us or forsakes us. And then there's the third point. Okay, verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe and do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from the left or the right that you may prosper wherever you go. Prosperity is, okay, your salvation is not tied to your activity. Does everybody get that? Write that down if you don't, because I could give you 40 scriptures, okay, that say that, okay? But your prosperity, your health, all those things are tied to obedience. Does that make sense? You fulfilling what you, God's called you to be and to do it, it is tied to your obedience. And the Word of God has some specific things to tell us, some specific priorities. And guys, I don't want you to, please don't use this, say, well, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna start, I'm not gonna wear any clothes that have cotton and rayon together, mixed clothes. I mean, I'm not talking about legalism, but what I am talking about is you looking at what Jesus said, you look at what the new covenant is all about. And as we do that, as we obey that, we will prosper. And you always think prosper means a Cadillac or whatever. No, listen, I want to tell you something. And with Pastor Jeremiah over in South Africa, prosperity is tied to, I know this, you're going to think that I'm kidding when I say this, it's tied to a weed eater. Okay. When they got enough money to buy those tools to that gave somebody a job and they can go and weed eat for people and make money and feed their family. Does that make sense? Okay. And, you know, every year, Compassion International, some of those guys, for Christmas, you know, they don't want an Xbox. They want a milk goat. Okay, so that they can feed their family. You see what I'm saying? And guys, it looks different with everybody, but God has called us to be a part of his army, a part of his kingdom, and it does not happen like, number one, he has given us the victory everywhere we're willing to go forward. He will never leave us or forsake us. Be strong. Keep encouraging one another and encouraging yourself in the word and being in his presence. And then the third one is, like I say, it's almost like, hey, pay attention to what I'm telling you. Excuse me. And then the fourth one, what will you do? Okay. Will you, it says the book of the law, this book. And guys, I can't talk enough about the Word of God. I literally am in a, doing a thing this year for 2025. My cough drop's not working. Excuse me. For 2025, I'm reading the Bible through in 2025 instead of just doing it, starting in Genesis to Revelation, I'm doing it with a program that goes, it's kind of like the timeline of the Bible. And, I'm getting a lot out of it. It's very good. So get in the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. Doesn't have to be the way I'm doing it. But get in the Word of God. Every day I have teachers from the outside. Every day I study from the inside. And that's how I stay strong, okay? And then the next one is, as we do this Bible reading and study, as we will be the men and women God's called us to be, here's a decision that we're going to have to make in verse 9. It's said like three times in this scripture. Does that mean it might be important? Something's three times. I think somebody mentioned that during the communion. So he says these words, be strong and be of good courage. Do not be dismayed. Things don't always go like I want them to do. People don't do what I want them to do. People, does anybody ever get irritated? I think it's just me. I really do. I think it's just me. I don't think anybody else gets irritated. But I know that I think this cup was given to me as a warning. It says, Pastor, warning, anything you say or do could be used in a sermon. So that's a warning for you guys. And just know that I'm always looking for material. The good news is I hang around people who give me enough. All right, so are you gonna choose to be strong, to be of good courage? Do not be dismayed, because the Lord is with you wherever you go. So be strong. And I'm gonna sling this on the end and then I'll be done. Because we do have some weather coming in this way, some ice, so we need to get out of here pretty quick. But guys, literally, this is what over and over I've read in the Bible, and it speaks to me so much, and I'm so careful what comes out of my mouth. Think about a John boat, any kind of boat. That whole thing can be moved just by that rudder in the back. If you got a little bitty outboard like we used to run down the south, when you point that rudder this way, it takes you that way. And your tongue is the same way. Watch what you say. Because I want to tell you something. Negativity has power. The one who spoke this universe to existence, the one who is your heavenly Father, he does the things he does by his word. Let there be light. Let there be divine. You know, it was done by the word. And guys, you have that power in you. And I'm not telling you to go out there and walk up to your car and lay hands on it and say, you're a Porsche. You know, that probably won't work. If it does, tell me, you know, let's get around some of my vehicles. But anyway, by the way, I don't want a Porsche. But anyway, but the point is this, guys. Watch what comes out of your mouth in 2025. And what I'm doing is I'm putting together a series of scriptures that I'm going to say out loud over my family, this place. And if you want to, I'll share those with you. And guys, just discipline ourselves with our mind and our mouth and our actions. And guys, I want to tell you, he will give us what our promised land is. And I know we're going to heaven, okay, at some point, but I want us to occupy till he comes. I want us to be successful as he has. You know, Jesus was successful. He was very successful. You say, but Bruce, he died on the cross. Yes, but think about what he paid with that. Yeah, that's success. When you can save the world, I would say that's a success, okay? And he has your world around you that he is needing people to take that promised land for him and for you. So God, thank you so much for these people. Lord, we love you. Lord, I pray that you protect everybody on the roads and those that are homesick today, God. And Father, you are the God who is enough. And Lord, you are enough to bring these words into fruition. God, as we follow your word. And Father, help us, remind us, oh God, to seek your kingdom first. And all these other things will be added to us, Lord. And to be strong and to be courageous. And Lord, to hand our lives to you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you and keep you. His light shine on you and give you peace.